we should just go in the library.
Is it? Are you kidding me? What'd you say?
I can hear you.
Thank you. We went up for sale.
But it's fixed for sale, right?
Yeah.
19,000.
They were trying to sell it to the county for $1.6 million.
Brendan or anyone online, can you hear us okay from our end? You can give a thumbs up or respond.
Oh, I don't care. It's not my problem. You're going to have to worry. I don't care.
Jaren, I can hear you just fine.
I can't buy it because then it'll come off the tax.
Thank you.
They got plenty of county and property they can utilize.
That's true.
And that setup is terrible unless they put them on first and second floor.
So you started recording already.
And they use third, fourth, and fifth for other services.
Do you chop
that
from the beginning or no?
But I don't know. Again, okay. Now I have them. I don't care.
Really?
Oh my goodness. Well, not my problem. I don't care.
I have 6 o'clock p.m. We will call this regular meeting of the Washington City Council to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, silence cell phones, and remove caps.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Sally, would you please call the roll?
Ernest.
Here.
Gold.
Here.
Moore.
Here.
Here.
Steiger.
Here.
Youngquist.
Here.
And we have our full group this evening. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, Steve, for your motion and Millie for the second to approve tonight's agenda. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We have an agenda. The first item is the consent agenda. There are 12 items. Any items for separate consideration?
Motion to approve consent agenda items 1 through 12.
Second.
I have the motion from Danielle and the second from Steve to approve consent agenda items 1 through 12. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. That will take care of the consent agenda. Next on the agenda is claims. And we have Kelsey.
Good evening. I don't think I got any questions ahead of time. Are there any questions at this time?
Make a motion to approve claims.
Second.
I have the motion from Danielle and the second from Millie to approve claims 1 through 12. Or no, claims in general. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We will continue forward. So the next items on the agenda, first we have presentation from the public, and then we have three items related to a public hearing. Public hearing for amendment number 2 to the urban renewal plan, the public hearing on East Adams, and the public hearing on the ward boundary changes. I'm told that due to how the public hearing was listed for East Adams Street, it has to be resent and we have to move the public hearing. However, we can still hear public comment and put that all into the record at like presentation from the public. So basically right now we'll do that first thing. And then there'll be a second opportunity for additional public comment on East Adams on the January 29th meeting, 25th. Of course, at every meeting we have public comment. So really you could come in 2 weeks and then again on the 29th. And Sally, why don't you say exactly what was sent and what will be different and why that technicality is being addressed?
With the East Adams project, there are multiple public hearings. We need the public hearing for resolution of necessity, and that needs to come before the one that's listed currently on the agenda. So we'll be doing that on the 25th, followed by the plan schedule and estimate cost. Like Jaren said, all comments made this evening will be on file with the East Adams project, as well as all of those that we received by mail. So
perfect.
All part of the public record with the project and on file.
So for council's information, under new business, no action tonight can be legally taken on the specs and other details for East Adams, but you still have that information with you. And I think public comment would still be appropriate because we can still listen and address. So with that being said, I'll open it up for any public comment and whoever would like to go first to address council. Has anyone signed up?
Lynn Thomas is the first
sign up. Lynn, why don't you take the floor? Just for the record for this and many others, I don't anticipate any issues, but I typically mention the ground rules of we don't swear, we don't argue, we don't do personal attacks, we keep it all professional and remain calm. With that being said, why don't you go ahead and address council?
I have two areas of comment. The first being the East Adams pavement, which I agree is 100% necessary and needed. However, looking at, since I use that word road frequently, looking at how this spec is set up, there's some concerns that I have, Justin, and I'm sorry, people who live on the north side of what I'm gonna say. There are 17 homes and families on the south side of that area who will be impacted, and every utility that there is, all the poles, the emergency siren, everything is on the south side. On the north side, there are 8 homes and the possibility of 2 more driveways, and then in a completely empty area on the north side to put a sidewalk. And in addition to that, on South 15th Avenue, where it's a bit new, but the part that was already there that comes from East Washington south, there's a sidewalk on the west side of that road already there. That sidewalk, it has already been established that when they did that new road, the intersection of South 15th Avenue on the north side and East Adams, 2 cars can't make that turn together. So it's going to have to be fixed when they pave East Adams, supposedly. But that sidewalk will come down the west side. And if we're talking about ADA issues, then somebody walking is going to have to cross that intersection to get on the south side of the road to continue west. Whereas if the sidewalk was on the north side of East Adams, they just make the corner and go down. In addition to that, in the eventual time that, because a lot of people last night had concerns about, they wanted a sidewalk for kids walking to school. So it will be one issue to cross South 9th as it is, but in the event that a sidewalk is continued on East Adams across South 8th and South 7th, the north side sidewalk is going to meet right up with the walkway into Lincoln that's beside Brock's house. So I mean, it's just something that I thought should be considered when you're looking at this. If we're spending city money for something, all the moving the siren and all those poles and all that stuff, and the people who live on the south side, what they were talking about last night with the area of their property they were taking, it just seemed.
Well, right of way.
Yeah.
But it does impact the.
And for all those people, all those 17 people, I had a concern because of my own experience with having had storm sewer put in, and myself, Mr. Morley, I don't think is here, and Messers are out of town, with what was done to our yards when that storm sewer was put in, and it is still an awful looking situation, and there's not been any resolution. It's been almost 3 years, so it concerns me for the rest of the my neighbors to have to go through that. At the same time, in addition, the South 14th Avenue sidewalk that will go in front of my house, as far as I'm concerned, is a sign to note, because it just comes down and it's gonna stop at East Van Buren. So why do it at that point when then people are going to have to get off the sidewalk, walk on East Van Buren that is not a good road, about as bad as the one of East Adams was, with just a shoulder of gravel and grass by the park. We all walk on it already, and it's, you know, last night they said about ADA and said about access to the water tower park. Having lived there for 30 years, I've had a lot of access on Water Tower Park, and that is not inside that area, is not ADA inclusive because it's too rough and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, in addition to that, by the creek, the two culverts that meet the road there are in very poor shape. And there's about this much space between them and the road to have the street water go in. So you're going to have to include that in doing something to it, at least on that side, because I'm the only person that goes out there literally with a broom handle and pulls the dirt and the mud and the leaves out from under there, because otherwise the water that runs down the street for any reason, and it comes from both ways, because it comes from down the hill from the south and down the hill from the north, it doesn't go, you can't get in there because it's generally blocked. We do
have Jack Pope that's joined us online, and he can address some of those things. I have so far the north side versus the south side and the 17 homes and the displaced utilities, etc. I have the sidewalk concern. And then if you don't mind, what else do you have for us? Those are the ones.
That's it.
Perfect. Uh-huh. I can speak some to sidewalk stuff, but I mean, you're right. It currently is a sidewalk to nowhere. Uh-huh. But then I think they introduced how that's the first phase of additional sidewalk and.
Right. I just don't understand why you wouldn't just do it all at once. So it's contiguous. Same way with the one from east or south 15th Avenue coming around
the corner.
To me, it seems like it should be a contiguous walkway for people to use rather than having to step off into the street for however months, years, whatever it's going to be.
Between the phases.
Yeah. No. And personally, in addition to that, I don't think I should have to pay for a sidewalk that's on the other side of the street for me. But that, you know.
Okay. And I don't think you do on that case.
According to this, I did. Jack can speak better to that.
Perfect. So Jack, would you address, and then we'll turn it over to the next public comment, what I'd like to know about as well is the south side for sidewalks versus the north side because of the additional homes affected. And then there was also in the received comments that Sally will address during public hearing time, there was the question of what happens to the utilities. So if you could speak to why the south side has been selected or engineered for the sidewalk instead of the north, and then where those utilities, how the utilities are being addressed. That would be great.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
It's okay. Since we had the AV people make improvements, things are not nearly as good as they were before. And it's frustrating. Is it this one that I want? Okay, we can hear you. We'll listen closely.
You can hear me now? Okay, so as far as the sidewalk goes and which side of the street, that's anytime we're adding sidewalks, it's always contention. The thoughts here were one of the desired places to go would be the park. So we ended up with the sidewalk on the south side because the city owns the park where a lot of the sidewalk goes. Numbers of properties would be affected more on the south, but lengthwise, we are impacting the city property far more. So that's one of the reasons for going down there, thinking there'd be less crossings to get to the park if we had the sidewalk on that side. As far as utilities go, the existing utilities are in the road right away. Those are the responsibility of the utility companies to move as long as they're in the street city owned right away. We've been in preliminary conversations with a couple of those utilities, and the electric is contemplating going underground in that area because of this project. So that would be a big help as well. So I don't think those impacts really impact the property owners per se. And then as the other question I think was asked about assessing both sides of the street. This is a third project.
A sidewalk on the east side of the Tower Park that goes down 14th, the assessment schedule for that.
Right. So this is a third project I've been involved with the city of Washington, and we've used the same formula. When the sidewalk's going down one side of the street, it's assessed to both sides of the street. That's been common through all the projects we've done.
Okay, that answers those questions. Thank you, Jack. We are still in presentation from the public. Who else has signed up?
Sandra Pasha.
And if you don't want to speak, you don't have to. But if you do, if you don't mind, for everyone that's joined virtually, 1, 4, 8, 9, 10 people, for them to hear your comment, we'd need you from the podium. Your name is Sandra Pasha?
Yes.
Yes, the floor is yours, Sandra.
Yes, okay. Well, I just addressed you as a person to person. I think that from the meeting portion that I attended last night, most of the people were not aware that plans had been made to put in a sidewalk. I guess we just were unaware. You know, we didn't realize that there had been readings and this had been part of the planning. And I would say most of us didn't, or express that we didn't feel like it was necessary. But the expense and the upheaval and the destruction, we didn't feel like in our perception that it was necessary. I realize the ADA, I've worked with, you know, disabled people all my life, so I wasn't aware that that was a piece of it. That's what I'm understanding, that is part of the reason why, because that's what I asked them last night. Well, why do we have to have sidewalks? I mean, is it aesthetics? But they said it's to make it available for disabled people. So that's a question.
No, that's great. And I can speak to that a little bit in my time. This will be, I guess it's year 10 that started in January. And we have found often that sidewalks when going in, when where they haven't been before, has been met with, you know, frustration because of the things that you described. Mm. That being said, in the bigger picture, it has been met with necessity. Accessibility, walkability, mm-hmm. ADA accommodations, mm-hmm. safety, mm-hmm. overall community desirability. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a sidewalk goes in and it's not all of the dots are connected yet and it doesn't make sense, but we feel or have seen that a concern would be that children, grandchildren, or in 20 years, someone could stand right where you're standing and say, why in the world did you not put a sidewalk in when you did this street 30 years ago?
Right.
And in the last 15 years, it has been practiced that if a street project has been completed, a sidewalk has also been completed if one didn't exist before. Okay. So it has, of all of the things that we try to compromise and move and understand and move around, mm-hmm. putting sidewalks in when we're doing street projects, it hasn't been one of those things. It's made sense to do at the same time.
Okay.
Sometimes it's gone from the 5 feet ADA recommended when right-of-way has been so narrow, it has been down to 4 feet in time. So there has been little adjustments made with some projects, but just eliminating a sidewalk completely hasn't been one of those adjustments.
Okay.
That's the precedent that I've seen.
Okay.
And I know
we're not alone in just a little resistance.
No, it makes sense that it's...
Okay. And that makes sense to me too. I mean, if you're going to do it, then you should do it.
And it puts council in a hard place because we know that no one likes to have their... properties affected, their grass torn up, the issues as a result of it are frustrating.
Right. Okay.
Did you have any other comments that I missed?
No.
Thank you for coming tonight. There will be more time for public comment at the next two public hearings that are related as well. Who else has signed up, Sally?
That's all I have for those who signed up.
Okay. We are still in presentation from the public time. So if anyone else, if you have an agenda item related, like the goat request will allow comment at that time. But is there anyone else that would like to address council at this time? Yeah, go ahead, Joe. If you would still introduce yourself also.
I'm Joe Red. I live at 105 Shaz. I was just wondering on the assessment that the property owners are going to have to pay. Can this be this spread over a 10 or 15 year period?
I think it's 10, and Kevin or Sally can speak to those specifics. Homeowners can opt to go ahead, Kevin.
So the code allows up to 15 years. I'm assuming we will follow whatever we've done in the past, same projects. And they can, the assessments can be paid in full without interest if they're paid within 30 days after the project's done. So when the project gets done, we will send, and the final bills are paid, we'll send a notice to the property owner. So they can pay the whole assessment up front or a portion of the assessment, the whole thing, without any interest accruing at that time. So, and then after that, it will be collected on whatever portions left will be collected in equal installments over 10 years, if that's what we're usually doing. And then the interest would accrue each year on those 10 payments as we go along too.
And what would that interest rate be?
You know, I don't know what the policy, whatever the policy is, it's been in the, it's up to 9%, but I was thinking it was 4 or 5.
Oh, it wouldn't, no.
That would be in the last resolution when the resolution of necessity and everything will have all that interest rates.
And as far as timeline goes, I understand that our South 15th project that has been about a year and a half, 2 years in the works, that is just being completed as final and assessments are going out for that. Is that correct, Kelsey? South E. So how, what would the timeline be for that bill and assessment going out? After project completion.
So once the council accepts the project, then the clerk or the finance office will send the notice out with the final assessments to each property owner. So I think it has to be done within, I think they get sent out within 14 days after the project is accepted. And then after that, they have 30 days to pay before we would take it down to the treasurer for them to collect. So what would happen is you could bring a check into the city, and then once that 30-day period is over, we send it to the treasurer whatever hasn't been paid. So if you paid it, you won't get it. It won't be collected on your
on property taxes.
And if I remember correctly, the assessments are collected with your September 30th mm-hmm. payment. So they're collected once a year. So it'd be September 30th, the payment each year when the assessment's in effect. And you can always pay. You can always pay the assessment off early. There's no penalty for doing that. I think we have
to do 10 years. Okay. Does that answer your question, Joe?
So it'd probably be 2 years before we even got to a bill on the assessment. What in a year and a half or 2 years, because everything has to be done and all the bills have to be collected.
That was my question.
Yeah.
Kind of on the time. Yeah. But so thank you for the answer.
For example, the South Avenue B final assessment schedule is on tonight.
That was kind of my point, that the project goes underway, the assessment and the schedule we sort out now, but it's a year and a half, 18 months of kind of a lag.
Yeah, because it has to be all completed.
Which is interesting. Still in presentation from the public, is there anyone else that would like to address council at this time? If there's anyone online that would like to address council, you could raise your hand or put something into the chat. Seeing none, we will go out of presentation from the public into the next item of business, which is a public hearing for amendment number 2 to the Washington Urban Renewal Plan. I'll open that public hearing for the Urban Renewal Plan. If there's anyone that would like to speak to that specific topic, this would be the time to do so. Seeing none.
Motion to close.
Second.
Thank you, Isla, for your motion to close that public hearing. Thank you, Danielle, for your second. Roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Galt?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Yes. Steigers?
Yes.
Lundquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Kevin, do I need to do this in order? Can I bounce to the new business item and then go to the next public hearing, or do I need to do all my public hearings?
You can do it in either order if you want to, because it's on the agenda.
Well, then I would like to do that new business item Number one, discussion and consideration of a resolution that at great length describes this amendment number two to the Washington Unified South Central Residential Urban Renewal Plan. Council, you'll recall that we've discussed this multiple times and done amendments to the Urban Renewal Plan before. This would include, including NLW Phase 2, sewer boring for MSJ, as well as an adjustment with the Prairie Ridge subdivision. Those three pieces are being adjusted in this Urban Renewal Plan. Kelsey, yeah.
Everyone, a new page five, which changes how the development agreement is listed in there. Currently, or before, it was listed as that that MSJ would complete the public infrastructure and we would pay them back with TIF. As discussed at our last meeting, that was not what they desired at all, and we reworked things and put it in so that the city would construct the public infrastructure and pay ourselves back with TIF. So that is the only change at all. So I just wanted to note that quickly. I think I talked to everyone beforehand, but everything else is good to go if council so chooses to approve that resolution. Mm-hmm. And then as far as the second item of business, that's just we went to the school board and the county supervisors and asked them to extend it from a 10-year TIF to a 15-year TIF. So,
and they both said yes.
Yes.
Council, questions for Kelsey or in general on this urban renewal amendment?
I found the page that it was replacing, so I'm good.
Right. Other questions or discussion? This is a resolution.
I would make a motion to adopt the amendment number two at the Washington Unified South Central Residential Urban Renewal Plan.
Second.
Thank you, Danielle, for your motion.
Not reading the whole thing.
Yeah. And thank you, Millie, for the second to this resolution approving the urban renewal plan. There's no other discussion. Sally, please call the roll on that item.
Moore?
Yes.
Yes. Steiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
And that urban renewal plan will be amended accordingly. Thank you, Kelsey. Our next item is the public hearing that was regarding East Adams Street. As mentioned at the beginning of the meeting, that will be held as a resolution of necessity. And then the resolution of the plan, schedule, and cost will be a second public hearing. So we'll have more East Adams business to come in the future. So no public hearing on that and no action either. We have a third public hearing tonight. This public hearing that I am now opening, considered open, is on the ward boundary changes that are required every 10 years for the state. This is redistricting, but for us, it's the ward. Council will see that. That was emailed to us. There was one small adjustment to Ward 2, and you can see signatures that has gone through townships. There's six individuals that live in a ward district that are not actual citizens of the city of Washington. So of this thousands of residents, there are six individual exceptionalities that are listed in this for everyone's information. Also, due to state districting software issues, instead of going through the first, second, third readings at separate meetings, we've had this on the agenda for multiple meetings throughout December, but it is recommended by our city attorney that we suspend the rules and do all three readings for this ward boundary change tonight.
Yes, the state code requires this to be done in 60 days, which is kind of not practical, but that would, this would, if I pass this night, that would meet the deadline set by the state.
Is there anyone from the public or online that would like to address the issue of ward boundary changes at this time? Seeing none, I would look for a motion to close the public hearing on the ward boundary changes.
Motion to close.
I'll close my motion. I think I've got a motion from Fran. And a second. Second from Millie, is that correct? Okay, kind of in stereo. Motion from Fran, second from Millie to close the public hearing. Sally, please call that roll.
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
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 That public hearing is now closed. Keeping this fashion of relevant business, Item number 8, discussion and consideration of the first reading. I'd like to put before you now on this ordinance change. Council, of course, will have to then vote to suspend the rules, then do our second and third reading.
To suspend the rules.
Nope, we'll do the first reading.
Please. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'll take a motion to the first reading for the ward boundaries in the city of Washington.
Second.
Thank you, Danielle, for your motion. Steve, for the second on that first reading. Sally, please call that roll.
Steiners?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Pettit?
Yes.
So that will approve the first reading on these ward boundary changes. Do I have a single motion to suspend the rules?
Motion to suspend the rules.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion. Second. Thank you, Fran, for the second. Also a roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Pettit?
Yes.
Steiners?
Yes.
The rules are now suspended. Attorney Olson, can we do the second and third reading in one vote, or do we need to do
that? I always had them in two separate votes, so we can show that.
That is all done intentional and with transparency.
Right.
So I would look for a motion on the second.
So moved. Second. Do you want me to read out the whole thing? Okay, so moved.
I have the motion from Danielle on that, and the second from Millie. This is for the second reading of these ward changes. So.
Ernest.
Yes.
Galt.
Yes.
Moore.
Yes.
Pettit-Majeski.
Yes.
Steiger.
Yes.
Youngquist.
Yes.
And that second reading is passed, and the third will make it final.
Motion to approve the third reading.
Second.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion, and Danielle for the second on the third reading. Sally?
Galt.
Yes.
Moore.
Yes.
Pettit-Majeski.
Yes.
Steiger.
Yes.
Youngquist.
Yes.
Ernest.
Yes.
And those ward boundary changes will be adjusted. They are minor because of how the populations have worked, and mostly will remain the same in the city of Washington, which is slight adjustment as approved by the state. Back on track to normal stuff that was a little bit unusual, but we'll continue into new business. No action on item 2. Item 3 is discussion and consideration of a resolution to adopt the.
We need to do number 2. That's the renewal for the school district and that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm looking at a different.
Yeah.
I apologize, Council. So, not the final assessment for E, but the resolution approving our 15-year TIF with the community school district and the county. Item 2's resolution.
So moved.
Thank you, Steve, for your motion, and Fran for the second on new business item number 2. Sally, please call that roll.
Moore?
Yes.
Pettit-Majeski?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. Thank you, Kevin. My apologies. Next, new business item number 3, the resolution on the final assessment for South Avenue E. This is accepting that project as final and the assessment schedule.
I make a motion to accept this resolution to adopt the final assessment levy and assessment on order to be sent to the property owner of South Avenue E.
Second.
Thank you, Steve, for your motion and Danielle for the second. If I haven't missed discussion, Sally, please call that roll.
Moore?
Yes.
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 Steiger? Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
And those assessments will be sent and that project considered complete. We'll move on to new business item number 4, which I'm trying to find. Here we go. Item number 4 is discussion and consideration of a livestock in town request for 1105 North Iowa. This is Amanda Pickering. I don't know, do we have people in the room?
She's on.
Amanda's joined us online. So for council's information, you know, dogs and cats are allowed in town. Livestock is not, unless by the express permission of council. Amanda has a goat in her yard in a dog kennel, and that has been referenced and in violation of city code. So this request is for council to consider a special permission for this goat. We'll do it kind of like we've done hearings before. Let Amanda make her case, turn it over for questions. I have a couple follow-up questions. Of course, council's options will be to say yes, say no, to table, or I might have compromise to suggest as well. So Amanda, the floor is yours. Why don't you please introduce yourself and your request to council.
Hi, I'm Amanda. I work for housing at a Holican House for Lending Hands. My son has ADHD, and the goat became his companion since it's been 3 days old. He bottle fed the goat. He is trained just like a dog, being in the yard. It comes in at, since it's been colder, she comes in the house and goes to the basement. Lindsay Van Dyne did an emotional support letter to whoever it was to concern for him to have the goat as an emotional support. It's actually helped him want to work at Pizza Ranch. He's staying out of trouble. We kind of got this goat when he got out of Four Oaks from behavioral. And it became something that he was interested in. First thing we actually found for him to have an interest in, to kind of keep his behaviors under control.
Thank you, Amanda. Did you also have a dog, but no dog now, just the goat?
No, do we have, yeah, I've had the Chihuahua since I lived on Madison.
Very good. And where are you in relation to Gary Murphy, who is kind of grandfathered in and has had goats?
Well, I know him through work, because I had worked with his wife a couple times. And I live like a block and a half from him.
A block and
like
a half.
I live on Iowa and he lives on Marion.
He's on Marion. I was trying to remember who was on Iowa and who was on Marion. Council, questions on this request?
Is he in an enclosed area when he's outside? Can she hear me?
I mean, the question was, where's the goat when?
He's fenced in. It's a kennel, a dog kennel that we have gotten, and it's tarped off and stuff for her for the winter, and has hay, and she has a house in there with a pillow and straw. So, I mean, we keep really good care of her. Elaine Jennings has seen where she's located at.
I know our city clerk had you use the application that we use for urban chickens. For a map or drawing the boundaries and the home, but we don't have anything included in the request.
Well, Elaine Jennings has that because she's the one that sent me the stuff from when they sent me the letter.
She has a map of your outdoor stuff, your outdoor.
Yeah, she was here because they took pictures outside.
Oh, so she has pictures. We had you use that urban chicken application, and there's a spot to attach a map of the area that the animal lives.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have anything attached. Do you have anything for us?
I can send you back with a picture you guys gave me from what you guys took from when you were here.
Other questions, council?
How big of a goat is this? Like, is this like one of those mini, like a little goat? Is this like a regular?
I'm under the impression it's a, what is the weight and the size of your goat?
I don't know how much she weighs now, but she's small. She's not, I mean, she's smaller than some of the big dogs that are around here.
Smaller than some big dogs.
Okay.
I have received some conflicting information because I've been told the goat is huge or small or similar that Karen Denler recommended a therapy goat. But then I think Karen Dendler recommended a therapy animal. Is that correct, Amanda? Or what was
No, Lindsay Van Dyne's the one that did the emotional support for his goat.
Oh, wrote the letter.
Has it been approved? Or are we still waiting on that? The emotional support for the goat.
Sally, can you speak to that? We don't have anything in our.
I think we'll turn off the coffee for everybody if you'd like. I don't want them to speak.
Perfect.
But does Amanda know if it has been approved, like for this goat to be deemed an emotional support animal?
Amanda, has it been approved as an emotional support animal?
That I don't know, because Elaine Jenny said she was going to have to get back to me, and I've not heard back from her. I've just talked to Sally Hart.
Why would the city be making that determination?
I don't
think I already have a doctor's note that I gave to Sally.
I will go back.
Okay. Well, I think we have some other missing information too. So that we don't have a map, or I would like council to ask any other questions that they have. And it'll probably be my recommendation to table this for our next meeting, since we're missing chunks of information.
That's what I was gonna ask you, if we could table those.
Absolutely. Are there any other questions right now? Gyla.
Well, I think we're making a big deal out of a goat, but
yeah.
We have approved a pot-bellied pig at one time, which I believe on South Marion, maybe it lived.
You're good with it? I'm good with it as long as we make it as an informed decision, with some precedent
and special permission needed.
And because we can't have
goats are really dangerous,
cows and everything else going on pretty soon.
No, I mean, no.
Amanda, Elaine did say that the goat was well taken care of, but it was still a concern because we could still have horses and cows that are well taken care of, but we have to somehow navigate.
And we would take those on a case-by-case basis, this.
Yeah.
Okay. They have to come before us anyway. I mean, and I have been approached by people wanting cows in town, which I suggested probably wasn't a good idea. Yeah. But anyway.
Isla is the most experienced as our former city clerk.
Well, I can say I was really shocked that there was codes, because I didn't realize there was. That's the reason I didn't ask before I had gotten it, when it was 3 days old and he was bottle feeding it, because the cops had been here before and played with my goat, so never said anything about it. So, and then I never was told by Karen that there was these codes that I had to go by. So, I mean, I didn't realize it was a big issue.
Well, fair enough. Elaine, go ahead. Elaine Moore.
Is the yard fenced in?
Is the yard fenced in, Amanda?
No, just the big kennel, dog kennel that's out there. And she gets out, because when we go outside, she's outside. She runs in the yard, and she stays in the yard. She doesn't go outside my yard. And when she's out of the fenced area that she's in, we're outside.
Can I make this comment?
Go ahead, Steve.
In years past, we had live farm animals in town, and when this property was sold, it was then decided that you could not have certain animals in town. And I'm sorry that it's a support animal. I really am, but we're opening a can of worms that's never going to be closed if we do this.
Although I wonder how many people do desire goats as. I see your point too. That was my concern. Why it comes to council for discussion. I would recommend that, since we're missing. Like, if we're treating precedent like this other animal application, I know that, Amanda, you turned it in, but we don't have that letter in front of us. We also can give you a little bit more specifics of what we're looking for the information about its habitat. And I would recommend that council table it, and then we'll have it on our agenda in 2 weeks for potential approval or at least vote. Mm-hmm. And then if there's other information, that what else would you like to see?
I would just like to say goats are wonderful, and I love them. I, my brother has many of them. But what I am going to say, this is a farm animal. And without a fenced in yard, a place where they can safely run, that's a concern for me. Because farm animals are meant to be able to get out and run without a fence. It's a concern. I have a concern for that. That's all I want to say. I understand. I have no problem with it being a support animal, but just that a kennel is not an appropriate place for a farm animal. That is a concern for me.
I also would like to know the size, weight, and how big the goat is.
Are you marking this down, Sally, for our next meeting? I did speak, Amanda, with Gary Murphy, just whether or not he still has goats, or if council wasn't going to approve this, if he would be willing to have a goat at his property where he has the barn and the fenced-in area. And he said, absolutely, yes, at no charge, with the ability to visit. And as long as he wasn't held responsible if something were to happen to the goat, that would be a potential foster home. What's the goat's name?
Honey.
That would be a potential foster home for Honey. Just as a, for your information.
Motion to approve a tabling of this item till next.
I have a motion to table this request for an in-town goat. I have a second from Fran. Any other discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Amanda, Sally will be in touch. I think we have like 3 follow-up questions, and then it'll go for a vote at our next meeting.
That might be a roll call vote. Is that a roll call vote?
A roll call vote to table in this case.
Yeah,
it was unanimous, however, but please call the roll to table.
Moore?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Yes.
Amanda, thanks for your effort so far. Please follow up with Sally so we're informed as we consider this in 2 weeks.
All right.
Okay, thank you. I do like learning new things, and mm-hmm. like I said, this is year 10, but this is a first. Mm-hmm. Next item for consideration is the funding source for law enforcement technology upgrades. We were missing the 2 counselors at our last meeting when we discussed the need and necessity for the improvements, but didn't finalize funding. As a refresh, those options are local option sales tax, ARPA, or we could do half and half, which I think is, again, I always look for compromise, might be good compromise, because we can still put that local option sales tax payment towards the building, and we can still not deplete ARPA quicker than we want as we look to use that money with as much leverage and flexibility as possible.
What would be that total cost at looking at? Because I was looking at the minutes, it would add it to all the vehicles, right?
Yeah.
Per our last conversation. So what would be that total price point?
$38,943.
So it'd be like approximately $20,000 to each. What were we at, like $320 left over from ARPA?
Kelsey? Sorry, we moved rapidly from the Sorry. Goat to the...
yeah. I mean, I think that's where we are without the approval to, what was it, Jonathan, when he talked about the playground equipment, we haven't had any other requests.
No, but I believe that the park superintendent may come to Hotel Motel for some consideration of a partial contribution for playground stuff. Just maybe I'm too soon on
for
that. But
Jonathan's request or for a different request?
Either Jonathan's or at least a kiosk or something related to information in parks that's a part of that project.
Okay.
I'm getting it.
I also connect. Sorry. We're off topic. I'm sorry.
No, it was my bad too.
Okay. I connected him with Jim Cush.
But we haven't had anything else with Jonathan since
then. Okay. Okay.
So council, thoughts on funding? Any strong inclinations towards one, the other, or both?
Both.
I think both is a good compromise. And I'm mm-hmm. glad that we're going in this route and just taking care of the project.
And okay. is that an approval for doing all of the vehicles? So it's not having...
Mm-hmm. I do not want to do this if we're not going to have the processes be spread across the department. That's inefficient.
Mm-hmm. Council, do you agree?
Yep.
So would I have a motion to approve funding by half local option sales tax and half ARPA?
I would make that motion.
A second.
I had that motion from Millie, and I think, and the second was from Danielle, was before that. Discussion. Kelsey, is there anything that you're missing from council on this? A simple motion to fund this law enforcement technology upgrade with equal parts lost and equal parts ARPA. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. All right, Chief. We'll move forward as described. Our next item of consideration is discussion and letter of agreement with Washington County for redistricting wards. We do have a little business that's just a little spotty. That's partially me for bouncing around. So this is the letter that describes what I mentioned before about the six individuals that are not citizens of Washington, but reside within a city of Washington ward. Is that correct, Sally?
Some of the census blocks fall where part of the census block is within city limits and part of it is in the unincorporated part of the county. So,
thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Joe.
Drawing your district maps, you cannot split the census blocks, so we have to have an agreement with the county. Essentially, it says that city limits are where our limits will be. So, those who reside in the county or the incorporated will not be able to vote for city limits. Just those who call.
Does that make sense? And that's what this letter of agreement covers. A simple motion.
I would make the motion to approve this letter of agreement between the city and the County Board of Supervisors.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion.
Second.
Thank you, Steve, for your second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Our last item for new business is number 9, an update on the Ward 1.
About seven.
Oh my gosh, I'm doing terrible. This is like the worst I have ever done.
You're fine.
Number 7, election precincts agreement. Sally, what am I missing here?
Pretty much the same thing. It's just with the temporary redistricting commission instead of just the board of supervisors.
Very good. Any questions on this item number 7?
Can we motion to include the election precincts agreement for Washington County temporary redistricting commission?
Second.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion, and Danielle with the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Am I ready for the last item of new business?
Are you sure?
Number 9. So for council, press, public information, I said I would put this on for discussion at our first meeting, but really it's not up for a discussion and a decision per Attorney Olson until the last meeting in January when Danielle resigns. So my update is as follows. At our last meeting in January, if Danielle resigns, according to what she stated, we will have a second meeting, which is a special meeting that we will open up following that resignation. And then council will, at that moment, determine if we are doing a special election or appointment. Special election requires 32 days notice to the auditor, and it would be recommended that if we do a special election, that would be the first Tuesday in March, which there's already an election. If council opts for appointment, and I don't have confirmation, but I have had some interest for appointment of a qualified individual that has served on city commissions and boards and has worked and been a resident for a long time, that would be qualified. If council were to opt, if that individual said yes and council opted for appointment, that would save the dollars for an election. It would save time without a council, would save time on vacancy because that appointment would happen immediately. And then there would be no delay until the March election. And it would save concerns of quorum with council absences that we already know exist during the budget time. So my update is, as just mentioned, the decision will be in that January meeting on a special election or appointment. And if there is a willing person to appoint, well, I'll make sure that information is available to all and council prior to that time.
What if there's multiple people who want to be appointed, then would you make that decision to go to election?
That would be up to council at that January meeting. And then there's also the ability, if someone disagrees with that appointment, to a petition for election, as is always the case with appointment. There's pros and cons to both. There's definitely some advantages to considering appointment at this time because of the reasons described. However, and a special election is always a possibility, and also a petition can be made to do a special election. Is there any details I'm missing, Kevin or Sally?
They would have, once you did an appointment, we'd publish notice, and then it'd be 14 days after the publication for the petition to be filed, which would be, I believe it's 200 signatures, or it's a less than 200 signatures, there are 15% of the people who voted in the last city council election. So whatever the total was,
it's like, nothing.
So it's usually never the item number.
And that was my other question. But we would never, you would not see that appointment take place prior to the resignation.
Not before the resignation.
It would happen that same meeting.
You could do it that day. You could do an appointment within 60 days of the vacancy. So you wouldn't have to do it that night, but you can do that.
So the update would be that council can look forward to making that decision on the last January meeting of appointment or special election will take place at that time.
How many more years?
It's 2 years.
2 years? Yeah, through 2023. Yeah, because I ran again in 19.
So 22. Through 23.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. So like I said, this didn't need to be an agenda item per se, but as I mentioned, I put it on the first meeting in January. I wanted to give an update on the information as it currently stands.
What's the precedent? Because I know I was elected on a special election. So I was just curious, what's the precedent for
what I've seen in the last 9 years is that we've done a special election. Also, the precedent in those time, I haven't had interested parties come forward as interested in that spot. And I think that interest is either to run or be potentially appointed. Mm-hmm. This is the first time that I might recommend appointment because of the concerns presented about the cost of a special election, but mainly because the concern of that vacancy existing for 6 to 8 weeks and the concern of quorum with a couple absences that we know will take place and experience related to other city commissions. So all of that combined makes me comfortable that the council would consider appointment, but ultimately they could decide either way and it would be appropriate.
What if you appoint someone and then there's a petition filed to hold an election, then we can't do the election in March?
You have to give 32 days notice, so it would be close. You might not be able to make it.
Okay.
Because they have 14 days to file the petition, and if the next meeting's on the 18th, and you gotta get it published, it's 14 days from publication, you probably would not have enough time because it's the first Tuesday in March, I believe, we can bring more information from the auditor, because they changed the law a couple of years ago regarding when special elections could occur. And I think they might, like, you can hold them if an election that's already happening, but I know they changed it where there are certain, you know, it used to be able to just call one and to have a, you know, what happened, but I don't know if you can do that now or not.
But on our meeting for January 25th, we can make sure that we have all of that information for council to fully consider.
So is our next meeting the 25th?
We have three meetings in January because of budget stuff.
Right.
So our next meeting's in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm, 2 weeks. And then
our 25th next meeting is the week after that.
25th is budget.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our first budget meeting, I think. Okay, sorry, that's not appropriate either. That concludes new business tonight. We'll move into department reports and our what's around. Chief, what you got for us?
First of all, thank you to council and to Kelsey for your work and support on our technology upgrade for our video system. So the guys are looking forward to that, and we appreciate that. So thank you very much for that. Both of our new units are now in service. There's still a few pieces of equipment that need to be installed. We're waiting on that. Backlog and everything else, but they're both They're both in use, so that's good there. The officers tagged more than 20 vehicles in residential areas yesterday, and those were given 24-hour tow warnings. Started back late again this afternoon, following up with some citations, and we'll look at the towing options and making contact with people tomorrow on those that had that plows go around in the residential areas. Last night during the cleaning of the square, I believe there were 20 tickets written for vehicles that have not moved and haven't gotten out of the way when the guys do the street cleaning. So, you know, hopefully we don't have many more snow events, but it would be helpful, I know, for the city and the street crews to
have vehicles
to move those vehicles. And we've tried to, you know, post that as best we can. The signs were up around the square as required by the ordinance, and we tried to make contact with as many as we could before issuing.
For council's information on that snow category, do you mind, Chief, if I kind of, for every snow event, there was some push for me to declare snow emergency, which is always a difficult decision because there's no snow on the ground. And frequently that weather prediction changes as it did this time. And we're, so yeah, not as bad as we thought, but it does make it more challenging when vehicles don't move. A snow emergency only makes vehicles ticketed and towed. Ultimately, it's, we need people to move their vehicles so snow can be removed. I want to say kudos to the police department. It's, I'm sure, very frustrating for people to have tickets issued. However, as Chief described, they were given after 24 hours after the snow was done, they were given notices that they have 24 hours to move their vehicle. 24 hours later, they were given a ticket, and then it'd be 24 hours after that, that a vehicle would be towed. So not only is there 24 hours of grace following the snow, there's really 72 hours before action is taken. So every effort is being made to be painless, but it is painful if vehicles aren't moved as needed for snow removal. So just, and always we had our discussion on priority streets downtown. We had a meeting just this afternoon. Ideas were thrown out that, you know, we could do even on parking if we were, but it's been a mild winter and we have this conversation every year about ways to make this process more efficient. And it's every year, it's imperfect.
Heated streets, Jaren.
Well, they're hanging out a lot there. I know in one vehicle in particular had been sitting for probably 3 months and it's getting,
and then
it's cleaning
them
up.
We find
that's
them.
Right.
And then there's variables like time, duration, and so on, type of snow. Thank you, Chief, for the segue.
Yeah. Just one last thing. Our new officer will be starting next Monday. The mayor will be swearing him in at 10 a.m.
If any counselor would like to be present, you'd be more than welcome to join.
When is that?
Tuesday at 10?
Monday
at 10. Monday. That's when I'll be here.
Monday yep. at 10.
There. Yep, it's there.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Kevin, anything for us? Nice to see you. Where were you? South Africa? Okay. That sounds lovely. Family time, or did you go just?
Family, the whole family. So.
Wonderful. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yep. Kelsey, Sally, anything for us?
I did receive some letters regarding the East Adams project, so I'll have those on file as well. And when we have that public hearing on the 25th, I will have those available for council.
Thank you, Sally. Once around, who would like to start? Let's move it this way. Since your time is limited, well, we can end with you tonight.
Sure.
Elaine, do you have anything for us?
Yes.
Fran, do you have anything tonight?
Started eighth grade basketball this morning at 5:30.
Ooh. Oh, boy. Good for you.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Yep. Isla, anything for us?
No, tonight. Thanks to City. They got the streets cleaned off in Third Ward really well. Things are quiet down that way. So, appreciative. Yeah.
Good. Didn't think ahead. I think I've said everything that needed to be said kind of as we went. I'll mention the Pancake Day for Chief DeLong is Wednesday the 12th, and there's information on the sign out there, so make sure to
Are they doing carry out again?
Yeah.
I don't.
I thought so.
Yes. Yeah. Carry out, but not the drive through. Yeah. Brendan, if you'd like the floor, you can comment.
There is carry out. You have to walk in and get it. No drive through this year because Chief Lester would be mad at me.
Oh. Well, fair enough. We'll look forward to that regardless.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks, Chief. And that's it for me.
I don't really have any updates. I'm just looking forward to getting to work on our Great Places application, hopefully. I keep checking the website, but nothing new.
Well, I know. I tried to nail down a January date, and they were very hesitant to give me specifics.
We've got a lot of
stuff. What's just January 4th?
I know. Okay. I know. But other than that, nothing.
Thanks, Elaine. Millie.
Just a couple. You're really on a roll tonight. You know?
Introduce yourself. Tell them who you are.
I'm Steve. Where are we at on the Mill Z building? And or where are we at on the sheets thing so it doesn't continue with this winter and in the spring?
Well, I was going to talk about that, the sheets thing. When I drove by there this week. So I think I'm going to send a letter and tell them that there will be action taken if he does it again. Doesn't begin in the spring, so
okay.
And then Sally and Jeff met with Mr. Phillips yesterday. I was not there, so we are working on that. We did send a notice out, but we are hopefully working towards a solution.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
I just wanted, I've been meaning to make this comment, but I love the water fountain, the new lights on the water fountain. It looks so good. And every time I walk by it, which is a lot, I just think about how lovely it looks. And I just appreciate that. Also, I do just want to give props to our staff who were out on New Year's Day plowing snow. I appreciate that. I know that that's not the best way to spend a holiday, but appreciate the work that they did clearing that snow.
Very good.
Yeah. And I would like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you, Danielle, for your motion and Steve for the second to adjourn. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.